with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? It's Cooper and Una. There she is, scratching her head with my pen.
Do you want it back?
No, you're fine.
Oh, thanks a million. Cheers.
Oh, my God. If it's not slurping on coffee and clugging water. Here we go. You're disgusting. I was talking to somebody last night, actually, at my gig, and she's like, do you ever get annoyed by people when they're eating? And I'm like, oh, my God, let's sit down and have a chat for an hour about this.
Oh, my God, you have misophonia.
I think so.
Yeah, you think so. Like, what about your eating? Other people have to listen to you eat. They don't give out about that.
What do I do if I'm in a hotel and I need to have breakfast? Where do I go?
Well, that's sad. That's concerning. You go out into your car. You eat alone.
No, I'll go back up to the room.
Yeah, because you don't want to eat
breakfast
in
bed.
Because he doesn't like to eat in front of people. That's
on
no.
my own.
Oh my God.
On my own.
On your own. Yeah. Okay. We need to get you over this. We have to get you eating alone in different places. Yeah, like a burger in the middle of a shopping centre.
No, because I know I've got my NCT coming up, yeah? And I know that I'm going to have an hour to kill and it's at lunchtime, so I'm going to need to get lunch. And I don't know where I'm going to eat me lunch. Or I can't sit in the cafe.
No, bring it into the toilet. Put it in there. Yeah, do that.
Just sit in the toilet. Munch away in your little wrap that you get the same ingredients.
The same ingredients
all
every
the
day.
Time.
Boring.
Shut up, sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls are never boring.
Yeah, you're...
Never, ever, ever boring.
All right. I tell you what else was boring. How have you gotten this far in life?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This was interesting.
Have you ever wondered, I've always wondered this, how has Una gotten so far in life?
You mean this far?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so far, I'd say this far.
How have you gotten this far in life? Confuses me because yesterday I said to you, I was checking my car because I was like, geez, I think my NCT's up.
Yeah.
And it is up. So I just booked it online there and I have it booked in now in the next week. And you said to me, ooh, I wonder is mine up? And I'm like, well, look at the little disc on the front of your car. The what? I said, look, okay, or check it online. Go onto the NCT website. And it says, yeah, but what do I do then? I'm like, put in your reg. And you said to me,
I don't know my reg.
No, you said to me, what's my reg? And I'm like, oh my God. I said, you should know your reg. And you're like, no one knows their reg. And
no one knows their reg.
And we did a poll on the floor and everybody knew their reg. Everybody.
No, not everybody. The boss.
Well, he didn't know.
No.
Sorry. Okay, that's one person. So you and Ben are the same, all right, when it comes to knowing your reg. But it was like, oh my God.
It's just not an important thing to know. Like, why do you need to know this? You know, I've got so much going on in my head. Why am I trying to fill it with clutter of what my reg is?
Okay, so just say you decide to go for a little drive and you go up the M50 and the toll that's on the M50 is, it's not a booth, it's just an automatic thing, right? And if you need to pay for your parking, you need to put your reg into the online pay system.
Why?
So you can pay for your toll.
I don't want to pay for my toll. I hate paying for tolls.
No, yeah, but then
it's
you get
so unfair.
Then you get fines.
But I'll take the back roads. I won't go over the M50.
But just say you didn't.
Right. Anyway, okay, go on.
Or if you go to a shopping, so some shopping centres have when you drive in, it reads the reg on your car, and to pay, you put your reg in at the pay and display thing.
That's just awkward, isn't it?
No, it's simple and straightforward.
No, it's just really awkward.
It's saving the environment, no paper to be printed out or anything like that.
Oh yeah, pull the environment card on me, why don't you?
I have to put guilt on you.
Right, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, your NCT isn't due.
My NCT isn't due.
No.
No.
But.
So, you got my reg yesterday.
All I did was look out the window.
Yeah, you got my reg and you went online.
Mm-hmm.
And you checked, and what did it say?
Vehicle due for a second inspection.
No, that's not it. That's not what happened. It wasn't. I that car passed the NCT. But you see, the day that I did the NCT and the day I got the pass, I didn't have my driving license with me. So the lads there were like, listen, just come back in whenever you get a chance and, you know, we'll sign it off. But I forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I should really go and hand in my driving license to them, which I will be doing today. I share far too much on the radio about my life.
Oh, you really
far
do.
Far too much. No, it's your fault.
I remember when you went for your NCT because it was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. And
well, isn't it great I have you in my life to remember things for me? Why don't you just be my PA?
I don't have time. I'm a busy mum of twins.
Did you get a battery for your car key yet?
I did, actually, but I can't get it in.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
Una's now blowing on her coffee because it's too hot. Stop.
I'm only doing because I know it annoys you.
Oh my God, you actually just made a slurping noise without slurp. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. Sorry. Okay. No, I'll stop now. It's just to annoy you. That's how I get my kicks every day.
Okay. We teased something at the end of the show, which I think I'd like to talk about now before we go into our survey says, and that was that you chose the Arctic Monkeys as our Feck It It's Friday song,
yeah.
And I chose 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Ayo. Yeah.
Dinanana technology.
What a tune, and it won. It was a landslide victory, 85%. Boom.
Oh my God. What is wrong with people? The Arctic Monkeys.
But you have an Arctic Monkeys tribute. Don't mention the actual proper name of the band, but there is plenty of Arctic Monkeys tribute bands. But
no, it was the Antarctic Monkeys.
Oh my God! You get people in trouble, Una.
Many moons ago, I scored the drummer. Fabulous man. Lovely, majestic hair he had. Mm. Brilliant musician.
Did you get to play in a snare?
I didn't go near his snare.
Did you get to have a go on his kick drum?
No, I didn't have a go on his kick drum.
Did you have a go on his cowbell?
I didn't go near any of those instruments. I
Well, you're fond of the triangle.
I am fond of the triangle.
But none of the other band members would join in.
I don't get that joke. I don't get that joke.
It's a threesome.
A threesome. Oh God, stop that. That is so rude. No, we just had a little snog, cheeky little snog. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Long time ago now, kid.
Big hit for him, huh?
Yeah, big, yeah.
All right, let's have a listen to our survey says this morning.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Una quickly Googles what's a K-pop demon hunter.
Una's underwhelmed voice can't be missed. It's great. Yeah, that's a great
you
fact.
Tell that story. You should tell that story more often.
It was only out yesterday, so how would I, you know. Anyway, but there you go. Now that you've Googled K-pop demon hunters.
Class.
On Netflix. You absolute looter. All right.
Okay.
What are we asking this morning, Donald?
Today we're asking, according to a recent study, this is the least favourite Irish food. This is a recent, very recent study. The least favourite Irish food.
Ham.
You don't like ham. You can't eat pork. That's your least favourite Irish
food. I can if I choose to, but they're just so cute and intelligent little animals. I'm not going to.
Little piggies.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, they are very
Oh my God, they're so lovely. Have you ever looked into their eyes and little eyelashes and they smile at you? They're like, la la la.
You eat lamb.
No, I don't. Don't eat the lamb either.
What do you eat then? Chicken.
Beef. I'm not here to be judged about what I do eat. I don't judge you for eating the lovely. I'm going off.
What kind of ham? What kind of ham are you talking about? Are you talking about sliced ham or like boiled ham?
Lunch meat ham.
Yeah. Luncheon.
No, it's not the answer. No.
Other hams are available.
Least favourite
Irish food. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you now. It has to be the Dublin dish of the anemic sausages.
Oh yeah, you're not.
I've already said ham.
The coddle.
Yeah.
But the coddle.
Ham is all ham. Coddle's very specific.
Coddle's specific.
Okay. Yeah.
There's cabbage in coddle.
Yeah.
There's buds in coddle.
Ooh.
There's kind of murky, kind of greasy water in coddle.
Yeah.
And then there's
and the white sausages.
And the anemic sausages.
Yeah. No, it's a good guess. It's not the answer though. Though it was on the list.
Coddle was on the list.
Okay.
Okay, so what is the actual question?
According to a recent, very recent study, this is the least favourite Irish food.
All right, get your guesses in 087 110 2107. I've got a bit of a laid-back approach about the rest of the show at the moment, and I think I'm going to blame Una on this because she's absolutely smothered.
Ah, yeah.
And do you know that kind of like, I have the fear that I'm going to get it now, so I'm just like...
Oh, you know we will.
Might as well enjoy my end of days.
I'm not going to go near you, don't you worry. You're not going to go near you.
You're 3 foot away from me. You're like, you're a metre away.
Yeah, but there's things in front of us that will catch the germs before you do.
All right, before I catch the germs.
Stop slagging my Kerry accent. Before you'll catch the germs.
What's the survey says this morning?
Survey says, according to a recent study, this is the least favourite Irish food. What is it?
All right, loads of guesses coming in on 087 110 2107.
Is this least favourite between Irish people or American people? That's either Irish.
So is it a... There you go. So is it between Irish people or American
Everybody
people?
That eats Irish food, mostly Irish people.
Okay.
This is the
Does
least
Does this include
favorite.
Tourists as well?
The survey's been done in Ireland. I don't know if it was tourists were involved. I think it was mainly just Irish people.
I think we need to interrogate him more about this.
I'm going to go with liver on this one.
Yeah, liver.
Oh, liver's a good shout. No, it's not the answer now.
Surely it's got to be liver.
I was told to eat more liver because my iron levels are really low.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of iron in liver, to be fair.
Yeah. Mm. And I was like, I can't do it.
Stick it into a shoe, you won't even know it's there.
Yeah, someone said that to me, or a bolognese. I'm like, oh, God, no, no, God.
My stomach has actually just twisted and wrenched there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. you want me to eat the filter, the pee filter? Is that what it is?
But it's filled with iron and nutrients
is,
and everything.
To be fair.
Good luck to it. It cleans your blood, isn't that what I don't know.
Is the least favourite Irish dish that awful pudding that people make from, is it carrageen?
Huh?
That seaweed stuff. My mum used to make it all the time and pass it off as dessert, and it's just disgusting. Ash from Mayo.
Ash, never heard of it.
Seaweed pudding, no.
Seaweed pudding, what's
it? Yeah, carrageen moss pudding.
Ooh.
Or some kind of, it's just... Yeah, loads of people love it, actually.
I love seaweed.
Yeah,
crispy seaweed and stuff. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Seaweed
not a superfood.
It is a superfood, is it?
Yeah, I would imagine it is coming from the sea.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Oh, the worst food is Brussels sprouts.
How very dare you?
You can tell everything you need to know by someone if they like Brussels sprouts, and I know to avoid them.
Oh, why?
For a multitude of reasons. But mostly because of the farts.
Brilliant.
At Christmas, if you fry them up with a bit of bacon, that is nice. But
I've never done
just
it.
Saying. It's nice, Una. You're missing out.
If you want to like Brussels sprouts, cook them the way that, what's her name?
Nigella.
Nigella does it, yeah.
I was right about seaweeds, by the way. Seaweeds can be considered a superfood because it's rich in nutrients like iodine,
Brilliant.
Iron and magnesium.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing that research. Right. All right, let's get one more guess.
Hello, Foylon from Leashears. The answer to Scally's Alley, black pudding.
Black pudding?
My granddad eats it raw. It makes me feel sick.
Oh, eats it raw.
You can,
wow.
I think you can eat black pudding raw.
Don't take advice from Una. Just cook it like it says on the instructions.
No, do cook it. It is delicious, though.
My God.
Yeah, we got a guessing for turnips. Anything with turnips in from Paul as well. So
turnips are delicious, man. Turnips are the best vegetable out there.
And you know.
I do. What do you mean I know? Because
calling you a turnip.
No,
he's not. He's saying that I don't like vegetables and I don't eat many vegetables.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I have vegetables every single
day.
Can
we get the answer?
Yeah, the answer is... black pudding was number two. Number one, this is the least favourite Irish food. It's raw oysters. People don't seem to... They're really nice, to be fair. People don't like them, though.
No. I like an oyster.
Same. Aphrodisiac.
That's a myth. There's no aphrodisiacs in food. That's a myth. You can Google that while we're going into this.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Because they say rocket salad is an aphrodisiac as well. Garlic's an aphrodisiac. This, that, and the other. None
Garlic's
of it.
Garlic's not an aphrodisiac. Garlic breath. Hello.
Are you on my team? This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Just a little bit. No, all of it.
Pammy, good morning.
Hi, Pammy.
Hi.
Pammy's in Gort, lovely Gort. How's it looking this morning?
It's nice. It's a bit cloudy, but it's warm.
Oh, really? It's warm?
Yeah.
There you go. Uno, mark that down for your weather later on.
Yeah.
It's warm. Warming Gort. Lovely. Yeah, it was a nice evening yesterday, actually. I was talking to my sister. She lives in the States. God love her. And she's like, what's the weather like over there? I said, it's because I was stuck in like the biggest traffic jam. And I said, you know what? It's kind of, it feels mild.
Mild.
It's 9 degrees though, but it's still. And she goes, oh, I missed that about Ireland. I'm like, what? Saying that the weather is still. Nobody says it in America.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I've never heard the weather is still.
Really?
No, have you, Pammy?
No, never.
Never.
When you say the weather is still, it's really calm. There's no wind blowing. It's just like dead air. Like it's still. It's like
maybe that's just a Cooper thing that your family says because I've never heard that, and neither is Pammy.
I'm going to do an Uno on this. I'm not the only one who does that. 087-1102-107. Back me up. All right. Listen, you've a tough score to beat today of 9. Kelly's got 9 on the old rhyme this morning. How are you feeling?
Not great.
Have you someone small there rooting for you?
No, I've just dropped him to creche.
Oh, okay, yeah. Very good. So what's his name?
His name is Jack.
And how old is he?
He is 16 months.
16 Aww. Months. So what's Jack's career prospects looking like? What's he going to do for the rest of his life?
I'd say he's going to follow in daddy's footsteps now and be an electrician.
Oh, sparks.
Yeah.
Very rare. Yeah. Bring it on.
Hard to find.
Yeah, love that. Right, are you ready to play Rhyme It?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, the rules are we give you a word and you have to rhyme every answer with that word. You cannot pass, but you've got to give us an answer on the question that we give you, all right?
Perfect.
All right, your word today is...
View. V-I-E-W.
Your time. Okay. Your time starts now.
A ship isn't much without its what?
View.
A female sheep is called a...
Oh, I have no clue.
Just say something. Say something.
View.
When atmospheric vapor condenses, it creates this.
View.
First thing in the morning, I want to make a...
Brew.
I put down my shopping and left when I saw this was too long.
Time is up.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, Pammy. Oh, my God.
Listen, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great.
But say it.
What? They didn't suit you.
They didn't suit you.
They were hard.
Crikey, yeah. Donald, why'd you make them so hard?
The boss is telling me you need to make them hard.
I thought they were easy, though. Listen, Camille, you got three. You weren't able to get the first one. A ship isn't much without its crew. You stumbled over the U, which is the female sheep.
But you got it eventually.
Listen, you only got three. It's not winning today, but you are winning in life. Congratulations on getting the mortgage approval as well.
Amazing. Gonna do a build.
That's really, really good news. Well done.
All right. Love to Jack. Thanks, Pammy. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
That means... Kelly, you are our winner today, this week. Congratulations, Kelly.
Woo.
Kelly, you have won the contents of Una's drawers. Is there stuff in this? Can I take a look through this?
Ah, here.
I've raided Una's drawers.
Leave some of the chocolate there for me, no?
Kelly, you're
getting goodies, girl.
Okay, what's in here? You got the iRadio water bottle. What's up? There's Una's pen that she uses. That is probably mine.
You got probably yours.
The iRadio trolley token.
Oh,
stolen.
Lifesaver. What else is in there?
Fox's Viennese milk chocolate favourites.
Oh, they're my fave. I love them.
What else is in here? What the hell is this? On the go mini lint hair removers.
Yeah. Una doesn't use them in her car.
Great stuff.
Yeah. That's really cool.
You're robbing me blind.
All right, we'll organise that out.
You enjoy everything, Kelly.
We give it to the postman.
Thank you.
All right, look after yourself. Cheers. Bye.
Bye, Kelly.
You'd like to win the contents of Una's drawers? Just like that, you can play Rhyme It on Monday. 087-1102-107.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Nothing.
The drummer loved your hair.
The drummer loved my hair, yeah, he did.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. We got to go back and listen to something which I missed last week because I was off, and it was wild. These first date disaster stories.
Oh my God, yeah. And it all came about by Donald's banana story.
Yeah, have a listen.
You missed it all last Friday, Cooper.
What did I
miss? You missed it all last Friday.
I was a busy man. I was off doing my thing.
Well,
what did I miss?
Donald shared a story with us last week, and I have to say, like, it was absolutely wild.
Is this the Donald overshare story?
Well, no, it's not an overshare. Well, you know the way Don Juan over there, as Donald, he does be out and about hanging with the ladies. And sometimes his cousins.
Come on.
Well, he got himself into some sticky situation. Go on, Donald.
Yeah, it's basically first date disasters. So I met a girl. We said we're going on a first date. Great. She said, oh, I'm at my mum's 45 minutes away. That's fine.
45 minutes away?
I'll come to your mum's, sound. She said, yeah, meet me here, sound.
Okay.
Knocked on the door. Her mum answered. And the first thing she said was, would you change religious beliefs? Bearing in mind, this is the first date. Sorry, who said this to you? This is the mother.
Okay.
And this is the first time I've met this one and all the rest of it.
Now, was she actually serious?
Oh, yeah. She looked me in the eye and asked me the question. And there was no smile, no joke, just dead on, asked the question. And they're Jewish.
Okay.
So I knew she was Jewish, but, you know, lightly Jewish, not full on. Anyway, fine. I said, no, I'm all right, thanks. And she went, okay. And then walked me into the kitchen. Within 5 minutes of chatting to the girl I was on the date, going on the date with, and the mum said, so how many kids do you want?
Oh, God.
And I just looked at her, and the girl I was going on the date with was looking back, waiting for the answer. And I just said, oh, I was thinking, oh, they're obviously taking the mick. So I said, well, Dad is one of 14, so 9 or 10, maybe? And she just went, well, you better get working.
Oh, my God.
This is 10 minutes into this first date meet now. Yeah, so...
So were you frightened at this stage?
I was just like, let's get away from the mother. But then we met...
Or did you actually get cracking?
We
you know, Carol.
What? Well, that's what the mom told him to do.
We met up a couple of times after. We didn't really go on another date, really, no.
No, you were too frightened.
I was a bit like, no.
Not enough dates to have 10 children.
Yeah, she's going to turn into the mother, so no, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that got us talking about first date disasters, and you missed some great ones.
Okay, yeah. All right. Let's get your first date disasters in. I'm on board for this. I love this. 0871 102 107. I wonder, was it a setup that maybe she didn't like the course of Dawn? She's like, well, I'm going to do the mother.
Yeah, she didn't like the cut of your jib.
On the day, and I don't think it was that, no.
I don't know. She'd be ringing you and sending you a WhatsApp. Here, Donald, any sign of those babies yet? Do you know what I mean? You're coming to the synagogue later on. Do you know what I mean? All right, 0871 102 107. What are you saying? First date disasters. I don't know if that can be bad. Let me know. Hit Music lives right here, and so do embarrassing stories about first dates. Donald was on a first date, went 45 minutes to the first date's home, and was basically grilled by the mother of how many children you were going to have, and are you willing to change your
religious beliefs? Yeah.
There you go. All right, okay. So that relationship didn't.
It didn't come to fruition, no.
Too much pressure, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, so 0871 102 107. What are your first date disaster stories?
My story is... got asked out with this guy I worked with.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know where we were going. It was a surprise. So obviously I got dressed up, tried to look my best for my first date with this guy.
Yeah, nice. Put in a bit of effort. Like, I'm sure, Donald, you put in a bit of effort. Yeah. You put on your little Cuban heels.
You know, the Cuban heels came out. Lifters. That is exactly.
Yeah. All right. Go on, Joe.
At the bus to city centre, and he brought me on our first date to a bodybuilding competition.
Oh, sure. Look, it's more interesting than the cinema or like, you know, let's go for a walk in the park. Bodybuilding competition. All right, what was that like?
No joke, a bodybuilding competition, and I was kind of sitting there all dressed up.
Go on.
In the seats, watching all these lads on stage, all oiled up and weirdly muscular. Yeah, that is not somewhere you bring someone on a first date. However, I obviously forgave him because we dated for quite a while after that.
There you go. That's there pretty good, girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's unique. It might have been a bit uncomfortable, not to mention slippery. Do you know what I mean?
And you're sitting there, here, wait to see this guy's pecs. Watch what he do.
He's moving him up and down.
Like, hang on a second, do you want to date me or him? Which one?
yeah. Strange.
It is. I like it. All right, keep them coming. 0871 102 107. It's a Friday morning to tell all the tales of first date's disaster stories. my God, Donal, you absolute looter.
Why?
Went on his first date with a girl, drove 45 minutes to her house to be interrogated by her mother. Would you change religion, and are you willing to have 10 children with your daughter? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's in 10 minutes of meeting the mother. This is the impression I got.
How many dates did you go on them?
That was the first date, and then we met up a couple of times afterwards, but not really dating.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's fair. So it didn't work out. I'm sorry.
No, it didn't work out. No.
We got Louise on the phone. Good morning, Louise.
Louis. Hi, Louis.
Sorry, Louis. I can't read my own writing.
Louis is short for Louise, so it's half right.
Oh, half right. Okay.
I've never been called half anything before.
Louise or Louis?
Yeah, I prefer Louis.
You prefer Louis. Okay. Louis, tell us, you had a disastrous first date.
Oh, in all fairness, I didn't know it was a disaster until after it. It had gone pretty normally, you know. Sixth year, you're on a date with a guy, it's dinner and a movie, it's sweet. I thought it went well.
Yeah.
Until I got home and I was scrolling through some blogs, as you did back then, and I came upon his blog where he had completely just complained and annihilated the date from start to finish.
Wow. Oh my God.
Forgetting that I followed his blog.
What? I mean, what was he saying, and why would he even do something like that?
Everything from what I was wearing to what we went to see, what I picked to eat.
Oh, wow.
How could
everything was wrong.
Sorry, now I'm nosy. What did you pick to eat that,
I knew you'd go there.
Sorry. What did you pick to eat that he criticised?
Apparently, because I had picked a salad, I was very into sports at the time, and I was staying fit and stuff, so I had picked a salad. Apparently, I didn't pick real food.
Oh my God, this man. Oh, I'm rage is bubbling for you, Louis. So, and what happened? You had seen all these things on his blog, and other people in your year followed the blog as well.
Yeah, everyone in the year had been following this blog, and he used real names, so it was definitely about me.
Oh my God. Horrendous.
Now,
and then the funniest bit, I think, is the fact that he then asked for a second date and was surprised I said no.
What an absolute looter.
Well, Kimmy, if you're going to do a review, you got to be thorough. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, stop. Did you ever confront him about it?
No, I just left him thinking that I said no for no reason. I wanted him to think that he did something wrong.
You go, girlfriend. Yes, now, queen.
So he judged you on... I knew Una would go straight to what did you have tea, because that's all she's interested in asking about. It's kind of like, yeah. So, but what I want to know is, and be honest with me, be open and honest, you picked the movie, yeah?
No, he did.
Oh, okay. Well, what did he pick? So let's judge him.
I think it must have been... I think it was Prometheus.
Prometheus? Oh, yeah.
But I thought it was a good movie.
Film, yeah. So he's into his alien, yeah. So he likes a little bit of sci-fi.
He was a bit of a nerd, yeah.
Hey, those nerds are the rich, successful people. So
have you seen him since?
Not since secondary school, no.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair dues.
Well, we wish the both of you well. If your paths ever cross again. Oh my God. You don't miss blogs when people have their own little personal blogs. I think it was one of the worst things you could add to something.
Yeah, like, awful.
Yeah, do personal reviews and things, you know. And then we're left to like judge people and stuff. It's like, oh my God. You know, so you got over it anyway. Did you find love in the end, Louis?
I did indeed. I have a lovely partner now and we've got a little one on the way.
Oh, congratulations. Oh.
Babies. Hey.
When is the due date?
January.
Okay, January. So where are we now? Not long to go. Not long to go.
No.
Are you gonna find out the sex?
Eventually.
Eventually. Okay. All right. Congratulations.
In January when the baby arrives, they're like, yo. Listen, thank you so much for sharing your story, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Louis. Bye.
There you go. 087-1102-107 first date disasters. Have you been blogged about? Have you been rated online?
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Hey.
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 Hey. Something to look forward to every day is a game of
Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash. Truth or Trash is where we bring facts to the table. We've all got to try and convince each other that our facts are true. And we have to see can we get points. The only way to win this game is to actually win. Donal, are you ready to go?
I am ready, yes.
All right, go for it, man. We are waiting. We are waiting with bated breath. Go for it, man.
Beautiful. My fact, world famous Western film actor, Mr. Clint Eastwood. He's done lots of other things as well. He's allergic to horses. And he's all the cowboy films he's done and riding off into the sunset and all things.
He's allergic to horses?
He's allergic to horses. Uh-huh. That's
what is
I'm
it
saying.
About? Is it the horse hair or...
I think there's loads of things in horse, like dust of skin and hair, and there's loads of things if you are allergic to them.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Like, why would
he's
he be...
He's worked with a lot of horses in his career.
I'm going to say that's true.
I'm going to say it's trash.
Okie dokie, locked in.
Don't have any reasoning for it.
No, fair enough, you're just saying it, yeah. No, it's true, he is, and they managed it by taking allergy medication to deal with his symptoms and all his sneezing and watery eyes and from all the dander and the hair. So, yeah, he is.
Mad.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's buck wild.
Cowboy wild.
All right, you ready for another fact? Mm-hmm. All right, this is my fact for truth or trash. Here we go. The average person produces enough gas to fill a party balloon with a fart.
Say that again.
The average person produces enough gas in a fart to fill a party balloon.
In a single one, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Party balloon.
Oh, yeah. Like a balloon. With the, like, you know, oh, look, it's a party.
Yeah.
It's balloons. Just a regular balloon, Una.
They're not all the same size.
A blue one. A blue balloon. How you say, maybe a red balloon would be funnier. A red balloon. And there you are. You feel it in your butters and you're just like, hang on a sec, here we go.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Don't pop it yet. Wait till I leave. Oh, yeah, there's helium in that. Helium, oh, yeah. Do the voice thing.
Oh, I'm going to say that's trash.
See, I hope it's trash, but then, I don't know, it could be true. I'm going to say true, yeah.
Nah, it's trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's over a day, though. You produce enough gas over a whole day to fill a party.
I didn't think it'd be in one single one, yeah.
There you go.
Well done. That's a good fact.
Right, Una, here we go. Brace yourselves, everyone. Hold tight. Put your seatbelts on. The railroad is about to be derailed.
In Offaly,
yeah,
there's a type of mushroom that grows there that is more genetically related to humans than they are to trees, and it's called Euphorbia shroom, and it's a rare mushroom said to grow only in damp meadows around Offaly, and local folklore jokes that its DNA markers are closer to the people of Offaly than to other fungi, making it more cousin than crop.
Are you saying that everyone
making it more cousin than crop, you're saying?
Are you?
I think you're just doing it.
Why do I?
Because of me. You always take the mick out of me. And
I don't take the mick out of you.
Yeah, no, you don't, yeah.
Are you saying that the people of Offaly are better cracked because they're a fun guy?
I knew he was going to come in. Oh, Lordy. No.
If you throw a pitch at me, you know, I will
I didn't throw anything at you.
Now, you one of your claims is that mushrooms are more related to humans than they are trees. Why would you say trees when trees and mushrooms never would have thought they had anything to do with each other?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah.
Science and
because one is a fungi, the other one isn't.
But what do you think?
What do I think?
But what do you think? Well, what is a mushroom then if it's not?
It's fungi.
Yeah.
It's fungi.
Yeah.
And what fungi grows in the earth with the trees. So right. That's what I'm saying.
Leave her. Don't say anything.
Let her back herself into
a corner.
No, I'm not backing my mushrooms are natural. They grow beside the trees. But what I'm saying is mushrooms in this awfully mushroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Is more genetically related to humans than the trees.
What's its scientific name? Did you say?
Did I say?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Is there a Latin name for it?
I called it the Agaricus Euphorbia shroom.
Do you know what I think about this?
Yeah.
Fill me partially blue with this bunch of trash.
Day five of taking the mick out of Offaly.
What are you doing? Because it annoys you.
Yeah,
I love Offaly.
Some of my
best friends are from Offaly. Right, okay.
I hate you, though.
No, that's the worst
defense for taking a mick out of somebody who's different. Some of my best friends are from Offaly.
They're not different. they're not different.
You just said they're different.
No, it's half and half. It's half and half true.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Right.
Mushrooms are more genetically related to humans than they are to trees.
Specifically in Offaly.
Well, no, I made that bit up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so the Euphorbia shroom doesn't exist. Or might exist. I don't know. But anyway, isn't it wild that mushrooms are more genetically related to humans than they are to trees? I think that is just...
And so are bananas.
So are bananas.
Bananas share a really high percentage of DNA with our DNA.
Do they?
Yeah.
Now you make me feel bad for eating mushrooms and bananas. Okay.
You cannibal, yeah.
And I do love mushrooms.
Every morning in the smashing a banana, she tells me to watch her.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All right, Fridays. I'm loving Flip It and Reverse It. It's where we get to say something, we reverse it, and you have to copy my reverse version of it.
It sounds complicated, but it actually isn't.
It's so much fun.
It is.
And I love when people take part and try and send in their voice notes. I'm sure there's ways of cheating the system, but just do it.
No,
just try
don't
it.
Cheat the system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have a listen. We're going to play Flip It and Reverse It. This is so much fun. We want you to get well involved in this. I'm going to say something. And then I'm going to reverse it. And then you're going to repeat me reversing it. And then I'm going to reverse you pretending to reverse it and see does it make any sense.
It sounds complicated, but it actually isn't at all.
It's so very straightforward. So I'm choosing an absolute top tune, which is APT, right? Bit of Bruno Mars. Okay?
All right.
So I'm going to go apate, pate, ah-ha-ha-ha. All right, so you ready for it?
Yeah.
Apate, pate, ah-ha-ha-ha. Now flip it and reverse it. This is what I want you to copy.
What
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want everybody to have a go at 0871 102 107, and we'll play you reversing it. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right, you know, I'm ready to record you in.
Okay. Will I go?
Go.
Oh, no, I need to hear it again. I lost it.
Doing donkey impressions.
Come on.
Ha, 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 ha. Esnaba.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, go.
Ho 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 ho. Esnaba.
All right. Let me just reverse you. Did you do it? Very best of luck.
How about that? Oh ho ho ho.
That's not bad. Okay, everyone else have a go. All right, I want you to listen to this and then immediately record yourself into your WhatsApp and send it in to us on 0871 102 107. All right, whish, 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 here we go. Okay, one more time. You know what to do. 0871 102 107. We are doing Flip It and Reverse It. We are getting you to speak in reverse. It's one of the most fun things you can do.
Stop it.
Okay, so I did which sounds like this in reverse, which you had to copy. You did a great job of it.
Thanks.
After we reversed you. It's very good, isn't it? Je suis. Okay, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
These are coming in. Keep them coming. 0871 102 107. Go for it.
Excellent.
All right, here we go.
Leanne and Galway.
Leanne and Galway. Now we need to reverse that.
Dordan Nile.
All right, not bad.
Not bad, Leanne.
All right, Bula Bus. Oh, not bad. It's
end is really good. Yeah. People are nailing that.
Okay, Philip.
Do
you want to hear that again?
All
right, has Philip nailed this? Here we go. Oh, okay.
Well done.
It's really good. He's understanding it. If anybody wants to have a go, all you got to do is copy this. Hip to skip and bop.
Everybody looking like stars. Want even more banter?
Set your alarm
or just subscribe.
Either way,
you're sorted.
This is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
At any given opportunity, it's about to do it again. You're going to slurp, aren't
you? No, I'm not.
At any given opportunity, you call me out on just my regular activity.
You know, it's because I am so envious of this ability of yours, and that ability is to be able to go to the toilet.
You stop there for 1 second. You have darted your eyes around this room. You've closed your eyes. You can't look me directly in the eyes when you talk about this.
I can. I'm looking at your peepers.
I'm going to hide behind this microphone right now.
So every day at the same time, 10 past 10, Stephen Cooper goes in to drop the kids off at the pool.
Do you know what it is? It's because I've just had enough of you. From 6 till 10 a.m., I'm just like, I need to escape for a while.
No, it's because you're so full of poop, you have to go in every day.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, 10 past 10. He's like clockwork, regular as clockwork. Do you have a lot of fibre in your diet? Oh, the kimchi Steve. That's what it is. Your kimchi's keeping you regular.
I'm just going to leave you talk.
No, don't.
Go on, off you go.
He's like a pooper, Cooper. 10 past 10, you'll find him in the jacks. Oh, Cooper, pooper.
Wow, you were going good. Anyway. You didn't stop there. You went at it again on air, on the show, live for people listening without a choice. They might have been in a shop and it was being spoken about.
You're an inspiration, man.
10 to 10.
In another 20 minutes, it'll be 10 past 10. And then that's time when you go for your pooper. Cooper pooper, 10 past 10.
God.
I just leave you guys do this now.
I'm fine.
What do you mean, you guys?
I have tried to keep this a nice, tight ship. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
You keep firing cannons at the side of my boat.
Well, if you just come at me with 10 to 10, you know I'm going to hit back with 10 past 10.
Breakfast radio, and I've got to tell everyone the time just in case you're busy. It's like, oh, I better be...
You know? 10 past 10.
Oh, my God.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Well, there you go. That's our lives. And that's the way we live it. I hope you enjoyed the week of podcast. We'll see you on Sunday, 9 a.m. Cooper Noon on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday. And then back Monday morning, 6 till 10 a.m. And our usual fun and games that we do during the show.
Married to the job, man. What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know. That was the most deep thing you've ever said in your life.
It wasn't deep.
You're like married to the job. You can't wait to get out of here.
No, I love it in here.
You do. All right. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.